after the Torah tells us the different dreams that Yosef had, the pasuk and the debate that occurred between Yosef and his brothers, the pasuk says, "V'aviv shamas adavar," and Rashi explains, "Yosef umetzape umamtim." He was waiting, "Masi yiskayim hadavar." When will these dreams come true? When will this entire episode start to make sense? Rabbi Yoh Dessler Zitzal, in the Sefer Michtam Eliyahu, says that the difference between Tzaddikim and Rishoyim is when they see something, they know that nothing happens without a reason. And that everything that happens in life, there's a purpose and a reason. And even if we don't understand it immediately, we will eventually understand it. He quotes the Medrash on this pasuk, Notel Kumas, Yaakovina took a pen, the Kosov, and he wrote, Be'ezi yoyim, be'ezi shah, be'ezi mokum, what day, what hour, what place, that this all happened, Ruach HaKodesh Ameris, and the Ruach HaKodesh says, Shmor Esedvarim, remember what you've seen, remember what you've heard, Sh'osar HaDvarim Liga, they will happen. It took 22 years to Yaakov met Yosef as the Melech Mitzrayim, but it happened. Rishoyim, he says, are just the opposite. He quotes a Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shlach. The pasuk says, the Torah teaches us the Parshas Meraglim, and then the Torah teaches us, before that, the story of Miriam, when she spoke Lashon Hara on her brother. They she'edu akol, anshish Lashon Hara. Everybody should know the serious punishment there is for Lashon Hara. Shivak shaloyim Lashon Hara. If somebody will want to say Lashon Hara, you mistaklim, they'll pay attention. Manasseh b'Miriam. What happened with Miriam? And still, says the Medrash, the Meraglim, who saw this, saw what happened to Miriam because of Lashon Hara, but they didn't pay attention. The words of the Medrash quote the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lo yodu v'lo yavinu, they didn't pay attention, kisoch mirois aneim mahaskali basam. They didn't pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, and you don't listen, and you don't learn, then you're not going to know how to live your life. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshat B'Shalach, the Medrash says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to try to split Yam Suf, the Yam refused to split. The Yad says, Amar le hayam, mipanecha ani nikra, in front of you I'm going to split, ani gadol mimcha, I the ocean, I'm older than you, the human being. Shani nevresi begimel, I was created the third day of creation, v'ata nevresi b'shisha, and you were created only on the sixth day of creation. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Nosun yaminoi al yaminoi shal Moshe. He put his right hand on top of the right hand of Moshe. V'lo yokev la'achiv, and the yam, the ocean, could not hold back. El Baruch ran away. Yad amalei Moshe. And Moshe says to the yam, Mimi ata barech, from whom are you running? Amalei hayam, I'm running away from the Lakei Yaakov. What is this discussion in the Medrash? How do we understand the discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yam Suf? And how does Lakei Yaakov come in, that specifically because of Yaakov Avinu that the Yam agreed to split? So the Sefer Peninim Yekarim explains. We know that when Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas to Manasseh and Ephraim, Yosem Ephraim ufnei Manasseh. He put Ephraim before Manasseh, even though Ephraim was younger than the Manasseh. And the question is, how did Yaakov Avinu do so? And the answer is, because Yeshua, who was the person that carried on the Mesoiris HaTorah, the transmission of the Torah, of the teaching of the Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, was a descendant of Ephraim. And the Medrash says that what makes Yeshua great is that the sun stopped. Shemesh be given dawn. because of Yeshua. Why indeed? The answer is that even though Yeshua was a human being and the Son was created before the person, but the person who learns Torah and the person who teaches Torah comes before anyone else. And that's why Ephraim, who represents that learning Torah, teaching Torah through his descendant Yeshua, comes before Menashe. Where did Yaakov Avinu take this from? Yaakov Avinu took this from what we learn in our parasha. In our parasha, we learn that when it came to Yisrael, Avos Yosef Mikabonov, Ki Ben Zekunim Ulai. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef more than all the other children. And the question is that the way a father acts? Does a father show more love to one child, to Yosef, than to all the other children? But as the Medrash explains, what is the definition, Ben Zekunim? Yosef Avinu was Zekana Chachma. Yosef was the Tzaddik. Yosef was the Talmud Chacham. And even though Yosef was younger than his brothers, but because he was a Talmud Chacham, he comes first. This lesson, that a Talmud Chacham comes, Torah comes before anything else, was a lesson that Yaakov Avinu kept on teaching it us. He taught it to us through his love of Yosef. He taught it to us through his putting Ephraim in front of Menashe. And when Moshe Rabbeinu has this debate with the Yam, that Yamsuf should split for Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash, Nosen ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nosen Yaminoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel put his right hand al Yaminoi Shemayishu. What does that mean, the right hand? The Pasuk says, Miyaminoi das lomai. Yamin always represents Torah. Hashem oiz la'ama yitain. Torah is considered strong, the right hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his right hand on Moshe Rabbeinu's right hand and said to him, tell the Yam, you may be older than us. You were born, you were created on the third day, and we were created on the sixth day of Yemei Bereishis. But we represent Torah, and Torah always comes first. Who do we learn that from? We learn that from Yaakov. And that's what he said, Amalei, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yam, Mimi ata bereach, from whom are you running? Why are you now prepared to split? And the Yam answers, I know the lesson that Yaakov Avinu taught us. The lesson that Yaakov Avinu taught us is that Torah comes first. And along the same line, the Sefer Yalaschein explains that when the Pasuk that we quoted earlier speaks about Yaakov Avinu's great love to Yosef, the Pasuk says, V'Yisrael Ahavas Yosef Mikal Benov, Ki Ben Zekunim Eloi. And he asks that throughout our parasha, Yaakov Avinu is called Yaakov. And here, Yaakov Avinu is called Yisrael. Why all of a sudden does the Pasuk change here to call Yaakov Avinu by his other name, Yisrael? So he explains that when Yaakov Avinu got the brachas from Yitzchak, and when Esav discovers what happens, Yitzchak says to Esav, Bo achicha b'mirma. And the Medrash says, what is b'mirma? B'chachmas ha-Torah. Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak already said, that was deserving of the bracha, even though Esav, you are the Bechor. Because again, Yaakov was learning from his father Yitzchak, that what always comes first is Chochmas HaTorah, the one that's the Talmud Chacham. And that's why Yitzchak said to Esav, indeed, Yaakov deserves the bracha. And not only did Yitzchak say so, but even the Soroshel Esav, Esav's Malach, agreed to that. Because we know that the Malach of Esav that had that fight with Yaakov says at the end, at the end of that battle, Lo Yaakov Yoimer Oichmecha Ki Im Yisrael. And Rashi explains, it will no longer be said Shabrachus Ba Beikver Remia, that you got the brachas from Yitzchak illegally. Ela Mitzad Adin. Why? Because you are the Talmud Chacham. And because you are the Talmud Chacham, you deserve the bracha. Yaakov Avinu, the question, of course, is, how did Yaakov Avinu show preference to Yosef? And the pasuk answers, ki ben zekunim alai. Because Yosef was the son who learned the Torah from Yaakov Avinu. Yosef represented the being the Talmud Chacham. And where do we see that everybody agrees? Even the Sorah Shel Esav agrees that the Talmud Chacham comes first. We see that from the name Yisrael. And therefore, when the pasuk wants to explain how we should understand why indeed Yaakov showed preference to Yosef, he says, even the Sorah Shel Esav, my father Yitzchak, all taught us that the Chachmas HaTorah goes first. And that's the way Yaakov lived. And that's the way we were zoichet to Kriyas Yamsuf. The schus of Talmidei Chachamim, the schus of Liman HaTorah, helps us and guides us in all situations.